Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hello, 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 you fabulous people. Thank you for joining me for today's episode where I'm going to talk about, you guessed it, batch cooking. It seems like I'm always talking about batch cooking, but hold your horses. Hold your horses because I'm going to be talking about different ways to batch that you might or might not be doing. Okay. And if you typically are not a batch cooker, still stick around because I'm going to give you some ideas of some things that you can do to batch cook without kind of batch cooking. I don't know. It's been something that's been on my mind a lot, something I've been thinking about and playing around with. So I'm going to dive into that, all of that juiciness. But before I do, I would like to tell you that on November 7th, I was going to say 11th, and then I realized it was the 7th, and so it turned into something weird, but it is the 7th. Okay. So November 7th, I'm teaching a live masterclass, and it's called Slay the Holidays, as in slay, without destroying your plant-based ways, like slay, like Santa's slay. Yeah, we did that. So Slay the Holidays without destroying your plant-based ways. So if you're feeling nervous or like kind of like you're on this healthy kick and you don't want the end of the year to be a catalyst for kind of ditching your healthy ways, your plant-based ways and your healthy lifestyle ways, you got to join me. So I'm going to be giving you tips and tricks and mindset techniques and tools and a plan so that you can stay really healthy going into 2024. And not feeling like you got salad amnesia and, you know, wake up January 1st, 2024 and forgot what like fruit is, right? The general category. Or forgot what kale is or lettuce or sweet potatoes. So this can happen, you know, at the end of the year, it can happen. There's more parties and, you know, rich food and get-togethers and going over to various people's houses to eat. And, you know, it can be a little bit more tricky to stay really healthy and to stay like, you know, a plant-based boss, as it were. So I'm gonna get on with you and teach about this and give you everything that I've learned over all of these years, how to stay, you know, solid and really keep your footing towards the end of the year if you really want to keep your healthy plant-based ways sturdy and solid going into 2024. So I would love for you to join. It's only $10 to join. But if you use the coupon code CFDGpodcast, as in Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast, but just use CFDGpodcast, you'll get it for only $5. So, and this is a totally live thing. I'm going to be teaching and then answering questions, and I might even coach some people. So join me. I would love to see you. I haven't done a live training like this or a live masterclass like this in a long time. And so this one's happening November 7th. You can join. We're going to put the link to join in the show notes. And then you can use that code CFDGpodcast and get in for $5. And I'm going to be giving away awesome prizes. And also give you, you're going to walk away with some cool downloads. So it's going to be a great time. Okay. So let's talk about batch cooking. So I'm just very, very quickly, for those of you who do not know what batch cooking is, if you are brand new to this podcast, well, hello, 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 and welcome if you are brand new. If you're not familiar with batch cooking, basically what that is you set aside a few hours, one day a week, and you cook the majority of your food all in one kind of block of time, so that when you go to eat throughout the week, the majority of your food is already made. So it's a brilliant thing to do for really, really being able to get in and out of the kitchen fast. And this is especially helpful when you eat a plant-based way of eating, because this, you know, this way of eating, it requires putting things together in your kitchen. It requires a certain amount of cooking, because basically what you're taking is whole plant food ingredients and turning them into delicious meals. So it's not stuff that you can very easily get in a drive-through or order takeout or get frozen food, right? All of that stuff. There's plenty of like vegan options for that stuff, but specifically whole food plant-based, not so much. So what you're essentially doing is creating your own convenience food when you batch cook. However, there's other ways to think about this. And I mean, people batch who don't follow a whole food plant-based diet, right? No matter what way of eating, if people are cooking, regardless of what way they're cooking or cooking with what, this method can apply. And it's basically a time management tool. So when I'm thinking about this, right? So our Plant Fueled Life membership is all based on batch cooking. Basically, all of our meal plans that we create is based on batch cooking. And I realize that while I'm batch cooking, I'm also doing batches within my batching. And so that's kind of what prompted me to do this episode today. So it's almost like I'm prepping a bunch of stuff all in one go that would otherwise I would do individually. That's sort of how you can think about this. So when you batch cook, you do this because then you are already in your kitchen. You have your apron on and you have your kitchen ready to go. Maybe you have your music on, you have your cutting board out, you have your pots and pans ready to go. You're in that vibe, right? So it's pretty easy to make 4 or 5 recipes. And, you know, it takes about the same amount of effort, right? Maybe it takes a little bit more time, but it takes about the same amount of effort to do like 5 recipes than it does just 1 recipe. So if it was Monday night and I was making a homemade meal from scratch, I might spend an hour in the kitchen, right? And if I do that every single night, let's just say Monday through Friday, that's 5 hours I'm going to spend in the kitchen. But if I make the majority of my food, if I make the rice, if I make the beans, if I make the dressing, if I make the sauce, if I make the casserole, all in one go, like on a Sunday, and I set aside like 3 hours to do it, then maybe every single night only takes me 10 to 20 minutes to put everything together instead of a full hour, because I've already done most of the work. Okay, so that's taking, you know, it's basically taking something that would be repetitive, something that you would do over and over again, and swooping it up together and putting it in like one basket and just doing it at one time. Okay, so then I think, well, you know, what are some other things that could be done like that, right? And I can even think of things outside of the cooking world and outside of food world that the food world that I have certainly done in the past and that is very helpful to do. So take this podcast, for example. Sometimes what I do is I set aside an afternoon. I'm like, okay, after lunch from 1 until 4, I'm going to record podcasts and I'm just going to knock them out and I'm going to, you know, do as many as I can from 1 until 4. If I do that, then these podcasts are recorded. You know, maybe I'll have the next 5 weeks done. And then I already have my microphone. I already have my setup. I already am in the flow. I'm already in that, you know, frame of mind. And so it's really easy for me to just keep going instead of recording one podcast a week, right? I don't always batch. I was going to say batch cook. I don't always batch cook these podcasts. I never batch cook the podcasts. I do sometimes batch the podcast, and when I do, I'm always super friggin' grateful. And then I think, why don't I do that more often? So that's one way you could think about it. You could think about your laundry, right? You don't do like one load of laundry, you know, on a Monday and then another load of laundry on a Tuesday morning and then maybe a small load on Thursday. Maybe you do. But for me anyways, I like to do all my laundry once a week, all of the, you know, do one big load or two, you know, medium-sized loads and just get it all done, right? Instead of doing laundry all throughout the week, I just do my laundry, you know, usually Saturday. I just get it finished. You can think about any other type of work. So my Saturday love letters, for example, I could do batching of those, and I definitely have done that sometimes too. I usually try to write those every week as I go because I've just always done that. But there have been times like when we have one of our people on our team is going to be out of town. And, you know, like this just happened recently. The people on our team went on a trip to Scotland and she was like, hey, can you get me like 4 love letters so that I can edit them and, you know, get them prepped and ready to go so that I'm not having to do this in Scotland. I'm like, okay. So I wrote, you know, 3 one day and then 2 the next day. And I was like, oh, like this was a while back. Like, okay, that was good. I didn't have to think about it for a while. So it's when you think about batching, you certainly can. Maybe there's, you know, maybe there's things in your life that it would make sense for you to do that with and to kind of help with your time management in that way. So that's the first point, is that it doesn't have to be just food. It can be other things. And you probably already do some of that without even realizing it. The next thing is if I have, you know, so if I'm thinking about it that way, if I'm like, okay, here is, you know, things that I do that are similar frequently throughout the week, how can I, you know, is it possible for me to put all of those like in one little basket and do them kind of in one go to save me time? So with the food stuff, I mean, following our meal plans and following the batch cooking recipes and then following the plan, that's easy because you just follow along and we do that. However, here's some other ideas that if you don't batch cook, like you might be able to utilize this as well. So one way that I utilize this is cleaning my produce. So when I get home from the grocery store or when I get home from the farmer's market, when I clean, like wash and dry all of my produce before I even put it in the fridge, that saves me so much time during the week because then I'm not washing produce every time I'm using it. And when I batch cook, that's like a total game changer, right? Let's say I get home from the store and I have some potatoes and some carrots and some lettuce and some kale. And I wash all of that stuff and I dry all that stuff. And then I put all that stuff in the fridge. Well, when I batch cook, every time I reach for a carrot or a potato or some lettuce or some kale, I don't have to wash it and then do whatever I'm going to do with it. I just grab it straight from the fridge and use it. Same thing. So like if I were to make a smoothie, for example, if I had to wash my kale before I made a smoothie and I wanted a smoothie now, I'm probably not going to make a smoothie because it's just one more step. But if I had the kale washed, ready to go, and I can just go from my fridge, get a big handful or two of kale, put it in the blender with the rest of the ingredients, then I'm more likely to do it. So you can batch wash your produce. And for me, what I like to do is wash my sinks really well and then fill my sinks up with water and then lay out some like kitchen towels on my counter and, you know, wash everything and then just lay out the produce. Now with my kale and lettuce, then when I wash that, then I spin it out with a salad spinner and put it in big containers. And so there's some things that work in a salad spinner. There's some things that don't, but basically what I do is I wash everything and I dry it and I make sure that it's all dry and washed before I put it in the fridge. Okay. So that's one way you can kind of batch or prep, right? To save some time without like a traditional batch cooking type of situation. The other thing that you can do, and there's a lot of people who do this who follow our meal plans, is you can prepare all of the spices for each recipe before you make the recipe. So if you think about that, okay, what am I doing that's repetitive that I'm doing a lot of times that I can swoop all up and do it all in one go? Well, when you're batch cooking, and there's a lot of people who make our meal plans out there, right, who listen to this podcast. And like, how many times are we opening the garlic, the jar of like powdered garlic, or the jar of freaking smoked paprika, or turmeric, or curry, or oregano, or dried basil, right, for each recipe? But if you look at each recipe and you see the spices, right, you can, even before you do anything with the recipe, you can get a little container out and measure out each one of those spices, put a little piece of masking tape right on the masking tape, what spice mix that, or what recipe that spice mix is for, and then set it aside so that when, and then go through all of the batch cooking recipes and do that. So then when you're ready to batch cook, you're not, you don't have to worry about the spices, and you've already measured all of the spices out and set them aside. You're good to go. That saves a bunch of time because you're not opening each spice and measuring it out individually as you go. That's a really good time saver when you are batch cooking our meal plan specifically. Another thing is the mise en place. So this is sort of like batching within a batch or prepping within a batch. And you can do this, I mean, whether you're using our meal plans or not, but our meal plans make it super easy because we give you a whole list of things to prep, right? Here's how many onions you're going to need for all of the batching recipes. Here's how many, you know, teaspoons of garlic you're going to need to mince. Here's how many cups of carrots you're going to need to chop. And you do all of that, you know, chopping of the veggies in one go before you start your recipes. It's the kind of the same thing as your spices. The only difference is all of those veggies that you're going to prep is all in that mise en place or the prep tab, and the spices aren't. We are kind of actually thinking about adding a separate like spice mix tab or area so that you can more easily do that. We're kind of thinking about that. But in the meantime, it works just to, you know, with the spices, you go through the recipes and you, you know, get all of the spices together per each recipe and then label it. And then with the mise en place, you know, it's so much easier to cut up 2 or 3 cups of onions than it is to chop up a half a cup at a time for several different recipes. Because if you already have your cutting board out, if you have your knife out, if you have your onions out, you just keep going rather than needing to like, okay, I'm going to grab an onion, I'm going to measure it out, I'm going to put the onion back, and then in, you know, the next recipe, oh, I got to get that onion again. Get the onion, chop it up, put the onion back, when really you could have just done all of the onion in one go. Okay, so that's sort of like batching within a batch, prepping within a batch. Another thing is if you think about this. So this weekend, I wanted to do some baked tofu. I wanted to cook some baked tofu. And it was hot here because it's still hot here in Hawaii. It's October. It's like the hottest, I think it's one of the hottest months of the year. Apparently, I don't know. Right now it feels like it anyway. But so because I was going to turn on the oven, I thought, okay, well, what else can I do? What else can I put in the oven along with that baked tofu so that I could not only save time, but also, I don't know, save me from having the oven going all day. I could just have the oven going, right, and cooking like 4 things at a time rather than one thing. And then, you know, like the baked tofu, put that in. Maybe I would bake it for 40 minutes, then put in something else, bake that for maybe an hour, then put something else, right? Then that can really, really drag on. So what I decided to do was just come up with some things that I knew would all take about the same temperature to cook and just do a bunch of that stuff. So I ended up doing the baked tofu. I ended up baking some sweet potatoes. I ended up throwing some red peppers in there and some eggplant just drizzled with a little bit of soy sauce and then some radishes. And okay, so maybe those red peppers, technically it would have been a little bit better if they were in a little hotter oven than the tofu, but I don't care, right? I just want them to get cooked. So I'm not super, super picky about that. I took out the tofu like before I took, you know, I started the tofu, then put in the, I put everything in kind of all at once, but then I took some things out earlier. So like I took the tofu out before the sweet potatoes were done, right? I took the radish out first because that needed the least amount of time. And then everything else just kept going. So that's another way you can think about it. If you're going to use your oven, what else can you throw in there to utilize that space, to utilize the heat, to save you time and to, I don't know, cut down on the kitchen heat, literally. So that's another thing to think about. You can also do this with salads, and I've talked about this before. So instead of chopping up lettuce and veggies and all of the stuff for a salad, right, and doing that every single day, I love to eat a big salad pretty much every day. I don't want to be chopping veggies every single day at every single meal that I'm going to have a salad, right? So instead, I get a big bowl and I chop up a bunch of lettuce and a bunch of cabbage and a bunch of carrots and a bunch of celery, throw in some arugula, throw in some spinach, and have that base already done. And that way, when I'm ready to eat my big salad, I can just get a big handful of those washed and, you know, chopped up greens, put it in a big bowl, and then add whatever I want on top. So today I added some, I cooked some beets and added those. This was on my batching day I did this, so it was already ready to go. On my batching day, I also cooked some chickpeas. So I put some chickpeas on top. I did some roasted sunflower seeds that had a little bit of tamari in them. I did some of that roasted eggplant and some roasted red peppers. So I kind of put the toppings on when I was ready to eat and the dressing on when I was ready to eat. But the actual base of the salad, I have one big bowl of that in my fridge, one big container of that that has a nice lid. So when I'm ready for salad, I just grab it and go. So that's not something that's necessarily on any of our meal plans. But that's something that I do like weekly because I know I'm going to be eating salads every single week. And then I can change up the ingredients depending on what I get at the farmer's market as well. So sometimes I see watercress and I'll grab some of that. Sometimes, like I said, arugula, or sometimes I'll have like really delicious collard greens. I'll chop those up really fine. Different types of lettuces, red cabbage, green cabbage. I love to put cabbage in that mix. Radishes, right? So you can do that all in one go. And it's utilizing that same sort of principle of, okay, what am I doing repetitively that I can do all at one time? So that's another really, really helpful thing to do. Another thing would be like smoothie bags. If you're making smoothies every day, you could certainly, you know, measure out kind of what you're doing and make smoothie bags. And you can even pop those in the freezer, measure out your bananas and your greens and your seeds. If you're doing flax seeds or hemp seeds or chia seeds, right? You could make little bags with everything that you're going to put in those smoothies. Maybe you're going to put frozen berries, right? And make bags or containers with everything you need so that when you go to make your smoothie, you just add your milk or your water. I use unsweetened soy milk in my smoothies, and I do half soy milk, half water. And then you could just dump all of your smoothie bag or smoothie container in your blender, blend it up and go. Right? If you're making a lot of smoothies, that will save you a ton of time during the week. If you are serving cut up veggies with your meals, like if you have kiddos and you're doing like carrot sticks and celery sticks and cucumbers and stuff like that, you can cut up a bunch of those and just put them in containers so that you don't have to cut them up each and every time. That would be another thing to do. You can make a big batch of steel cut oats. You can make a big batch of the hippie porridge, right? That I talk about on here a lot. And so you're not going to be making this every single time. You're going to make a big batch, put it in your fridge, and in the morning you just scoop some porridge into your bowl and top it with some fruit and you're good to go. So that's another thing you can do. One thing that I've done in the past, and I think I've mentioned it on here, but at one point when I was making my smoothies, I was adding a different type of seed every time. So I was adding either flax seeds or chia seeds or hemp seeds. And I decided, like, why don't I just do one cup of hemp seeds, one cup of blended flax seeds, and one cup of blended chia seeds, and just put it all in a container, mix them up, and then I can just sprinkle some of that seed mixture into my smoothies. And then I don't have to like remember which seed I used the day before. And it could all just be in one little like blended seed container mix in my fridge. That saved me a lot of time as well. And then I just have to make those seeds like, you know, once a month or something, or every other month, instead of like every day, you know, blending flax seeds or hemp seeds and adding those to my smoothies. So those are some ideas to start, you know, to just get your mind, your wheels turning and your mind kind of engaged. And think about this, you know, I mean, what are things in your life that you find that you're doing, you know, on repeat during the week that you could do it in one go and free up some time and free up some space, whether that's in the kitchen or your office or with, you know, other things in your life. How can you make this work for you? So that is what I have. I hope that this was helpful, and I really hope that you're going to join me on November 7th. November 7th. And the time is going to be 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. So that's 2 p.m. Hawaii time for all of you in Hawaii. That's, it'll be a live thing, and I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy doing these, and I think it's going to be super, super helpful for you if you're feeling a little bit unsteady or unsure about the rest of the year, or maybe you're already there. Maybe you're like, Molly, girl, like, I am off the train. I am down the slope. I am, you know, headed straight towards I don't know what, and I have, you know, 3 Oreo cookies in my mouth as I'm listening to this. Maybe that's you. So this will be helpful for you as well. And I just want to say, no shame. Wherever you are, no shame. We are all where we are at, and it's all okay. All right, have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.